Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another episode here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Merry Christmas, K-State Nation! Hope everyone's enjoying this holiday season here, this busy holiday season with friends and family here, and this will be posted on Christmas night. So, again, Merry Christmas out there to Kansas State Nation. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University, recording this on Christmas Eve, part two. Looking back at the K-State women's soccer season, which was a lot of history made. We talked about a little half of it. We're really not even close in part one. We're going to do part two right now. Kind of, again, bouncing around individuals here. Again, K-State women's soccer, again, right? First winning season. It took basically a decade to get a first winning season out of it. And obviously, your new head coach, Colin Corbin, completed her first year a couple months ago, just missing out on a Big 12 tournament berth there as well. A couple of individuals, well, actually, let me see, we're going to start here. So, anyways, yeah, so we're going to start here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's a lot here. Yeah, so game-winning goals. Let's dive right back on into it. 175 matches in program history. K-State has registered 45 victories in those wins. K-State has had 27 different players register a game-winning goal. And we talked a little bit about Hannah Palmer in part one. She was all over it here. Again, tied the school record for game-winning goals in a single season. Set the school record for game-winning goals in a sophomore season with her three. Portland State back on October. October was a big month for K-State women's soccer. August 17th, South Dakota, August 21st. And then again, on cue, that big win, that first Big 12 road win in a bit, in a long-ass time, over Oklahoma State back on October 10th there as well. She was the second player in program history to register a game-winning goal in consecutive matches there. Andrea Moeller, the senior, one of the only three seniors, recorded her second game-winning goal against Colorado College. Same thing, Colorado College. Back on September 11th there, Moeller and Palmer are the first set of K-State teammates to register two or more game-winning goals in a single season. We talked about also Riley Rentale coming back. I did not mention she did come back off of injury. So, again, if yes, you lose Moeller, but again, you have Palmer back next year, Rentale, Allison Marshall, and also Maddie Sibling, those of note there as well. And I'm actually going to... That's actually a nice little cue here to kind of bounce off some of these individuals here as well. But yeah, Hannah Palmer, that Energizer Bunny, like I talk about throughout the season, she was all over it in the first half of the season there as well. And I want to put let me flip the coin back to Andrea Moeller for a minute. Senior season, career year from Bixby, Oklahoma. We already mentioned the game winner against Colorado College. She also baked in a game winner against UMass Lowell back on August 28th there as well. So there's that. But she ended a K-State career ranking fourth in school history, or tied for fourth in school history, for career goals, six for career shots on goal, seventh for career matches played. Moeller is tied for third in program history for career game-winning goals. So you're going to miss that production there as well. But Andrea Moeller, like I said in part one, was huge in the second half of the season there for them. Unfortunately, for the overall success, you know, you saw a lot of ties up in there. And again, K-State, now I got to scroll on back up here. K-State, overall, 7-6-5. Yes, they had a losing record in conference play, 2-5-4. All those ties, who knows? Those could have been converted into wins. Who knows, right? But anyways, look at the overall record again, 7-6-5 there as well. And Andrea Moeller was a huge part of that and easily, again, could have gone to the transfer portal. It is day and age, right? But again, she stuck around there as well. So there's that. Chase Woodward, This is the Pro Roger Podcast, all things KC Sports. Kind of now, since it's shifting gears to the individuals who made a huge impact for the first-year head coach Colin Corbin and the Women's Soccer Team, Eddie Greer, for this edition of the podcast, looking back at the 2025 K-State Women's Soccer season, Jace Woodward. Real quick, again, she also came off an injury. I might have said that early in the season. I can't remember if I did or not. I'm pretty sure I did. But again, I would have to remind myself, unfortunately, she had a season-ending injury last year. She came back, played a career-high 13 matches, a goal and 3 assists. She also set a school record for assists in Big 12 play with 3 there as well. That actually came again. Well, she scored a game-winning goal against Cincinnati there as well. So there's that. Allison Marshall, have I said her name enough between any recaps? In her sophomore season from Omaha, Nebraska, registered a career-high 4 goals and tied her career-high with 2 assists. Which includes a indirect kick goal that was converted against UMass Lowell back in October. Wow, I keep saying October. October was a huge buzz for Kaysen with soccer. August 28th, there in her first career penalty kick attempt and goal against Colorado College back on September 11th there as well. Notched a career high, season high 31 shots and a career best 17 on goal there as well. And she's right now currently Allison Marshall. Again, she's coming again, assuming I should assume, but assuming in a perfect college athletic space, she comes back. She's right now tied for 7th in program history in career goals scored there as well. Another junior on this list here, McKinnon Braswell, from North Richland Hills, Texas, was tied for the team lead in assists with 4 there as well. Those 4 assists were tied for 3rd in K-State program history there. And again, that match, a lot of it happened against UMass Lowell back on August 28th. Hey, we got it, baby. We got it. So there's that. As well, Rylan Lintow, the junior, also coming off of a unfortunate season-ending injury like Jace Woodward, played her season opener against Oral Roberts there. Our first match back there as well, and then against West Virginia back on October 19th, Rintao converted her 3rd goal of the year, first career goal ever in Big 12 play right there. Later on, she added on another goal against Iowa State in the season finale there in Manhattan, Kansas, there as well. So there's that. And Maddie Sibling, your goalkeeper, right? The sophomore, right? Tally career best 9 shutouts this year to collect the school record for shutouts in a season for Kansas State there as well. Also setting a school record for wins with 7 and owns the school record for shutouts in a sophomore season and wins in a sophomore season that as well. And now Sibling transferred. So speaking of transfer portal, Maddie Sibling transferred to K-State and was huge boost there. Maddie Sibling now in her college career, after 2 years of college, Sibling 10, 12, and 6 with 10 shutouts so far in her college career. And again, this team, Colin Corbin now got a squad coming back. So this is what I was talking about in the very beginning of the season, right? You want to see the team take the next steps and as learn how to win now. The question is now, can you build on what you had this past year? Obviously, we're several days away from the new year and obviously all that, but we're far, far away. We're still a little distance from the new soccer season, right? So, again, can you build on this? And I think they can. I think they can. You're not losing a whole bunch of players on this team. And Colin Corbin, her staff, they changed the narrative. So, again, if you don't lose anybody to a transfer portal, got everybody coming back, you got a shot here to move up the board a little bit. And maybe do some more than that. Who knows? They're right there playing with the best, right? So, I don't have a schedule pulled up right now, but we talked about that hot start, the UMass Lowell's, that big one against Oklahoma State, and feels like that, Colorado College, and all the other stuff, like all those other games like that. So, yeah, man, I'm really optimistic. It's better than we didn't know what we were going to get. Obviously, Colin Corbin at the when she was hired, and now, yes, you lose Andrea Moeller and two more other seniors, but now with Woodward healthy, Rintel healthy, Hannah Palmer doing what she did, Allison Marshall, Maddie Sibling at the net, things like that, and a potential recruiting class as well added in that mix. There's no disguise. The steps are there for this team to even take more further steps to be right there all of a sudden in the middle of the pack and maybe in the first half of the league in the Big 12 Conference. So who knows what's going to happen. But, yeah, this is what you need. But obviously, you build a foundation. Now this team, this program needs to learn how to win. They've done that with a bunch of ties, a whole bunch of ties in between that. but yeah, man, the future for women, case of women's soccer is pretty bright for next year. And you cannot be more excited, but you cannot be more excited for this program there. You're getting a lot of people back. Again, assuming nobody leaves for the portal, right? So nobody leaves for the portal. You're golden, right? So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll keep tracks on it on this podcast as we continue to close out 2025 and, Lord willing, see 2026 there as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. You can get it. We're a podcast from Freedom Bill Daily. We're a chance to record Kansas State content. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is your favorite podcast there. You want to make sure you're tapped in to this podcast. We're going to be closing this out this year pretty soon. And then obviously it's on the 2026 there. So you want to make sure, if you have not already, please make sure you hit the subscribe button, like it, the alarm bell. This daily podcast, 7 days a week, including holidays, including what you listen to right now on Christmas night. Definitely, you want to make sure you're tapped in this podcast. We talk more than just football and men's basketball, obviously. And then, of course, make sure you pass the word on, continue to pass the word on to other K-State fans about this Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports. We're coming at you 7 days a week and sometimes twice a day, like we are right now. So there you go on that. So I might do a part three, looking back at the schedule. I'm not sure yet on that. But, yeah, that's kind of that in a nutshell. A lot. And I haven't even really touched on all of it. I haven't touched on all of it from the year of the whole first year of new coach Colin Klein. That's the same syllables there. Colin Klein, obviously your new head football coach at Kansas State. Colleen Corbin finished her first year at Kansas State as the head coach of the women's soccer program. And this program, I feel that finally heading in the right direction. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.